my lover's heart for me, for me.
With all this love in the air, our thoughts turn to the many ways people can express it. And as many families know, one of the most enduring is one of the most simple, reading aloud to a child. In our fondest memories of parents, we think of their voices as they read stories to us when we're little. Read Aloud America is a Hawaii organization that's looking for volunteers around the state to take part in a new program, and Joanne Laird, program director, is on the phone with us from Maui. Good morning, Joanne.
Good morning.
I'm sure you've seen through years of experience just what kind of effect it has when you start reading aloud in a family.
It's amazing. Our program has been in existence since 1996, mm-hmm. and the statistics and the data show that reading aloud definitely changes the family and students' performance at school.
Sure, I would think it would. It just, for one thing, it just fosters an appreciation, right?
It does, an appreciation and a love for reading and being read to, and which transfers over into the classroom.
Well, you know, Joanne, the world of reading requires that we create pictures in our minds, right?
Absolutely, yes.
And that's a little bit different from the total immersion that you sometimes get in contemporary media, where kind of everything is shown, displayed, there's music, there's sound. There's not that much for you to do in that kind of media, don't you think?
That is correct. You need to trigger the imaginations, and the best way to do that is to read your child a story so that the child can picture what's happening in their mind instead of on a screen device.
Well, you kind of see in kids' faces when they're in front of something like that that there's a disturbingly passive look that I sometimes see.
Oh, absolutely. Not only children, but adults, too.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I shouldn't exempt adults from
right.
that. But, you know, I'm going to take an educated guess, Joanne, that a lot of the people who got this program, got Read Aloud America going in the first place, had their own childhood memories of having been read to and felt that they benefited from it.
That is correct. Jed Gaines, our founder and president, started the program 15 years ago. We cannot believe it's been 15 years.
Yeah.
But he was dyslexic, and having somebody read to him and then he reading aloud to his child really made a difference in the youngster's life. So and then he started volunteering at a school, and then that's how the whole program evolved.
So he had he would not have been able to read through himself, or not effectively.
That is correct. And
wow.
When he was reading to his daughter, he remembers having to struggle, you know, with the words. And it was kind of a learning process for both Jed and his daughter.
Sure, I would imagine. And
mm-hmm.
and the kind of thing in a different environment, it might have turned him away from reading altogether.
That's right. But then when he started going to the schools and forcing himself to read aloud to other children, he realized that, you know, reading aloud not only helps the speaker, but it also helps the listener. And so that's how it all came about. And now that we are 15 years into the program and with 142 programs under our belts, the statistics that we get from the parents lets us know that it changes their lives at home, too, when they read to their children.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt that. And Joanne, you're recruiting volunteers for a new program, yeah?
Well, we have three programs that are just started this week on Oahu. We are the recipient of a Honolulu City grant.
Oh.
So we went from one program on Oahu with limited funds to three all of a sudden. And so, yes, we are in need of volunteer readers. And the volunteer readers are provided with an in-service and training and all the books. And they are asked to read aloud to a grade level at our six programs. And it's a lot of fun.
So all you would need to take part is you just got to be able to read, right?
That's right. And we provide all the materials for them. Every time they come to a program, there's a reader bag. We do picture books from kindergarten to grade two. And then chapter books from then on, and we provide everything.
Joanne, what are some of the, in the books that you provide, I mean, you folks have obviously given some thought to what makes good read-aloud reading for different age groups. What are some of the choices that you guys have made about material over the years?
We work with the librarians in the public library. That's how we got our original read aloud books, and we're in the we always are evolving and adding new books. But you know, the children's librarians at our public libraries are really the best, a very, very good resource for what is good quality material that appeals to both boys and girls. Mm-hmm. For example, we are reading The Sea of Monsters, which is a Rick Riordan book, to our fifth graders. And there's an action and adventure, but enough to keep both the boys and girls, you know, listening and leaning forward and to find out what's happening next.
The Sea of Monsters, did you say?
That is correct. It's a whole series. It's called The Lightning Thief and the Percy Jackson series, and it's based on Greek mythology, believe it or not. So there's a learning part of it, too.
That's great.
As well as being entertaining.
Well, and you know, when you refer to Greek mythology, of course, a lot of us grew up with those stories, and, you know, by the time you get through the Minotaur and the Cyclops with the eye in the middle of his forehead, I mean, it's a pretty good source of stories, isn't it?
Absolutely. And, you know, there are stories here in Hawaii that are also just as exciting.
Oh, yeah.
Just last night, we had a program here on Maui, and one of our Maui, what we call, she's a kind of a professional, Kathy Collins, she read aloud a children's storybook written by a Hawaiian for children, and she read it to the parents to model how to read aloud to their kids.
Uh-huh.
Amazing. So exciting, and the parents just loved it.
What are some things you can pass along to model reading aloud to? How did she do it? What did she do?
Well, you know, Kathy is a professional actress and a writer, and so she's the one up there just, you know, emoting with the name of the book was The Hungry and the Sweet, Sweet Potato, and it had a message about sharing. And she went, you know, kind of went into some voices, but we tell the parents, you don't have to be professional to read aloud to your children.
Mm-hmm.
They just, as you stated in your introduction, it's the power of the parent's voice that is so lasting. I know I read aloud to my daughter. She's 34 years old now, and she remembers Goodnight Moon like it was yesterday.
See, that right, that tells you an awful lot. Mm-hmm. Right there.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And that's what, as a parent presenter trainer, we do have parent presenters that basically are the MCs for the program, and they share a little bit of what we call the seminar on, you know, what to do and how to read aloud to your kids, and one-on-one, and snuggling in bed with your child with a book, and it's we give them tips so that they can do it at home and they don't have to be a professional.
Do some of them coming into the program, the parents indicate to you they were a little hesitant?
Absolutely. They're especially the men. They're afraid we're going to ask them questions. And read aloud is all about fun. There's no questions. And parents do write an evaluation every evening. And if they have any questions, they put them on the evaluation. And then the next session, we answer them for them with no names. And last night, I know we had a program on Maui and on Hilo, and both Jed Gaines and I'm a presenter as well. We answered all the questions that they asked from the previous session about, you know, what should I ask my kids questions about what I'm reading? No.
Well, Joanne, we will steer some people your way. Thanks very much for talking with us this morning. Joanne Laird is the program director for Read Aloud America, which is recruiting volunteers for a fall Read Aloud program in Hawaii schools. And you can find out how to sign up by going to our HPR2 website.